Yo, yo.
We got little tents. We got
like fire festival.
More field. We got
no cover for the fights. Just first come, first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can get a couch if you're gonna spend $300.
True.
That's love. They're gonna lace you with a couch. Dog, that's lit. Yeah.
It's all legit.
Why haven't we been there?
I don't know. I just found out about it yesterday.
True.
He was like, yeah, man, we get all the big fights. He was like, if it's boxing and UFC, we'll have them both on at the same time with the sound, like all that shit. I was like, damn.
If it's like that, can we podcast from there?
We probably could. That's not a bad idea.
Can we podcast from there?
We do got number 100 coming up probably around like Christmas or something, December. Yeah,
start building that relationship now.
True.
Yeah, 100. Yeah.
It's a little closer than Electric Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Facts. That's a good idea, though.
No, that would be a good look for sure.
We should check that. We should look into that. We should do that.
What episode are we on?
74,822.
Yeah, I want to say like 80 something, 82, 83.
All right.
Yeah, I got to check it out. I got to go back and look.
But yeah, I got to go back and look.
That's about what, 5 months.
Though. I got to go back and look and do the official recount, because that's not the official recount. That you know, anything before my time is BR. So you know, that's what we're gonna call it.
It's like a Jesus.
Like, yeah, BR. Before rim.
Before rim. Okay. Yeah. Amen, same man, BR.
BR.
Yeah, that's all BR.
Yeah.
That's all BR. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't mad at you.
That's a different era. I can't speak to that era, you know.
We gotta do BS then too then.
What's that?
Before Sharon.
I don't know.
Nah, I mean,
she was here before I was, so whatever, ain't gonna do with me.
No, she wasn't.
Y'all yeah, she was.
Time. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was. She had done multiple episodes by the time I got here.
Nah.
100%.
Probably she was a guest. She may have done like two or three at
so
the crib.
So she was a guest at Frankie's house first. Yeah. And then she came back to Steph's house for at least one. And when I came from my very first episode, before I was even officially
she was on the show.
She was on the show.
Rim came to do like a little trial episode. Yeah, and exactly. She was there.
Yep. So
yeah, I got that on video.
But that was the off-season jump.
Nanny boo-boo. I win.
Nah, because if you look at the episodes, look at the videos on YouTube, it was only one joint that she was on before you.
That's not true.
We did a bunch of practice joints, but
we never released
nothing. It wasn't officially released.
I'm pretty sure there is on YouTube. How many joints on YouTube is there at Steph's house?
Probably
four or five.
But you're in all but one.
Nope.
You're in all but one.
And then Sharon's in that one.
No, it was just me, Steph, and Rim because she didn't show up. Me, Steph, and Paul because we just was talking about welcome. We were just sitting there with our socks off, no shoes on, and socks crazy. And shit. And the joint. And then the next episode is when we had to share the mic.
The following episode
is when we had to share the mic.
And Sharon
was there. So that was the first episode with both of y'all together.
But what I'm saying is.
And that was the first episode that was aired with her on it.
Okay, so at that time, was she a host already?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. We was practicing. We was doing
a tryout.
It was tryout joints.
This is.
Yeah. No bullshit. I do the editing, brother.
I'm gonna have to go look at the files.
I got you. Yeah, episode, I think it was episode 2 of season 2. Actually episode 0 was the welcome back. And so episode actually, 1, you was on that joint in the chair sitting next to me on the couch.
Yeah, I know exactly. I remember that. That was
episode 1.
Yeah. That would have to be BM before Marvelous, because technically y'all would even have to do a BS before Steph, because the OOG, triple OG, was just Paul and Nick sitting in my living room with no video, Frankie. No nothing. Nah.
Frankie wasn't on the original.
No. The original was just Paul and Nick.
Frankie had one tryout. That was it.
Yeah, they cut that nigga. Yeah, I caught him.
He was wild.
That nigga was wild. He got the infamous name from my wife, Friday Night Frankie.
It was
a Friday night. It was
bugging.
Yeah.
He was bugging out. He was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was bugging. It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, yeah. No bullshit.
I forgot.
The next day, he was like, it's okay. You know, we got some more people lined up. You know,
good. That was
a hilarious night, yo. We was in this joint.
Nigga had the drewski.
Shout out to Frankie.
Yo.
That's in the garage.
Real shit, if we ever have to, you know, like let Steph go or let somebody go, I just pick Steph because I figured that.
Yeah, why am I?
That makes the most sense. Like, it'd be Steph.
I'm with that.
So if we ever have to let Steph go, then we should have like a Drewski could have been records tryouts for our newest host. know what I'm saying? I had niggas pull up to the tryout.
That alone is almost worth letting me go just to do the fucking tryout. And I'm going to come to the tryout, too. Be I'm going to audition.
You have to audition. Yeah. You'd have to re-audition for your spot. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Tell some secrets.
That's crazy.
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, man. We right here, me and my mans, yeah. We building right here. I don't know nothing about what you're talking about over there.
I know where all the skeletons buried at, room.
Maybe to be loved next time.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Yo, speaking of love, man, we had some passings recently, bro.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah,
the infamous voiceover. Well, famous, not infamous, rather, but famous voiceover.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. He was so ill to me in Conan the Barbarian, bro. Like what is he like?
He turns into a snake.
He turns into a snake. That shit is like, and he looks just like you when you get drunk.
You told me I look like him in that scene, which is crazy.
It's something with the eyes, bro. When you get drunk, your eyes just like start squinting. You remind me of like a cobra or something. it's weird.
Is he the greatest voice of all time? Like,
it's a battle, bro.
That
dude?
He's Mount Rushmore.
He's up there
for sure.
He's Mount Rushmore.
Morgan Freeman's up there.
100%. Morgan Freeman's up there.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Who was the other one we said the other day?
You said the Allstate dude.
Yeah,
but it was somebody. It was the dude from the planet show. Planet Earth jump.
Oh, yeah, Planet Earth.
Yes.
Which one though? Because there's two of them.
But I feel like Morgan did Planet Earth too.
Yeah.
So, but I do know just distinctively who I'm referring to is like a white British guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's him.
Yes.
But it's another one too. That's dope.
Ooh. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I might take off the Allstate guy again just because his voice was iconic. That's why I thought
he's the borderline one anyway, because it's just you need someone to fill the spot.
You remember the dude that used to do Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As soon as you heard that voice, you knew what you was about to watch. You knew Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous was on.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know, you're right. That was legendary.
That was a nigga name, y'all, because I got the juicy line in my head. The Rich and Famous dude. The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous dude.
No fucking clue.
I can't remember his name. He was British too, I think. I can't remember
Robert
his name.
Leach.
That's his name?
Yep.
Robert Leach.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Why do you know that?
He's 100% right.
Because it was said in Biggie's line, Robert Leach. And then the brat said it on one joint too. She said, Robert Leach, we talk about something like shit. It was some shit. Yeah. Yeah. He's a Lifestyle Rich and Famous.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. When I heard the name, I knew it was 100% right. RIP.
Is that Funkify? Nick? No.
It's a song, it's called The B-Sides. It's a song, she's her and Biggie together.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
He passed a minute ago too, so RIP to him.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones. What's his most iconic role for y'all?
Iconic role?
Probably Darth Vader.
I mean, for me, it's a few movies. Coming to America was also great.
Oh, yeah.
But I've seen movies that you guys probably have. I don't know. I'm not gonna say that. But you ever seen like Claudine? You ever seen that?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Claudine, he was like pretty much a dude who wanted to date a woman, but she was like on Section 8 and had all these kids and shit. So, you know, he couldn't be in the household. It was a lot. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to take care of her. Well, I mean, Claudine was bad. Claudine was actually dying Carol. Whitley's mom on Different World. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I know she had a lot of kids and she was a single mother. So, I don't want to. Section 8, I might be getting that confused with Cornbread Earl and me. Hmm. But, Cornbread Earl and me?
Nah.
Lawrence Fishburne was a little kid in that joint. That's like the first movie he was in.
Cornbread Earl.
Cornbread is the basketball player that was Wilkes that played for the Lakers.
Jamal, something like that.
He played Cornbread. He was a basketball player in the hood. Was about to get out the hood, and Lawrence Fishburne was a little kid that like was like at the playground seeing him play and loved Cornbread. And it was like Cornbread is him, whatever. And Cornbread got shot by police with holding a grape soda. They thought he was a couple of grape sodas. Because somebody robbed the store he went into or went robbed a store or whatever, and they thought it was Cornbread. Mm. He had a grape soda. They shot him and shit. Like, so, yeah, they killed Cornbread. He wasn't doing nothing. But, that Lawrence Fishburne, that shit is hilarious. I got the show on DVD.
That's crazy.
It was Bingo Long, The Traveling All-Stars, and Motor Kings. It's one of my favorite
movies.
I've
heard of that movie.
It's one of my favorite movies that James Earl Jones was in.
80s? 70s? What was it?
It's in the 70s, bro. Billy Dee Williams, Richard Pryor, James Earl Jones. I think it's my man that was the I can't remember the homie's name. He was weird. He's a black dude, but you recognize him if you see him. It was a good movie. It was about Negro League playing like minor league baseball, traveling and shit like that. They came together. You know, it was a good movie. But yeah, James Earl Jones been in a couple good movies.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, small man. Role, but The Sandlot. We talked about it the other day.
That's 100% what I was gonna go with. 100%, just because of how the build up to him. Again, the role is minor. It's small, but the build up to him and the way he presents himself and to come out blind and the beast. The beast isn't even really a beast. Like, it's just a large dog. Like,
dog wasn't even that big.
Right. Exactly. Like, so yeah, definitely. And although it's not a movie, Fences, the play.
Yeah. Right.
The play.
Right.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That shit is powerful. He's powerful in that movie. I mean, in that place.
I mean, think about growing up, nigga. Bell Atlantic, nigga. He was the voice of the. Fucking,
oh yeah, that's a fact. That's
before
a fact.
AT&T.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's a fact. He was the voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's
Mufasa.
Speaking of which, the most iconic.
Maybe
that might be it.
The new Lion King joint that's coming out tells a whole different story. Have y'all seen that shit?
Nah. Is it the African
Mufasa
tale?
Was adopted in this movie. Scar was actually supposed to be the king.
Yeah, Scar's movie.
True.
Right.
Well, I mean,
they have to make something about Scar. I'm waiting for them to do. Did they ever do something about Shere Khan? Like a movie about Shere Khan?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah, because that's another villain that, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know.
You know, the whole Lion King was stolen anyway. It's entire concept, like down to animation, to the T, like literal animation, like scenes and everything, the birds in the background, like to the T.
It's an Asian joint, right?
Yeah, it's like an Asian joint. Like,
that's crazy.
Who was it? It was somebody that's in the movie, in the original Lion King movie, that does one of the voices. When he got presented the script, he was like an army kid, and so he was from overseas. He had been overseas, and he had heard of the original, and they sent him the script, and he was like, "Oh, so I'm doing." I forgot the name. I think it's like Ashira the Cat, or I can't remember what the name of it is. But anyway, he saw the script and was like, "Oh shit, this is that jump." No, completely different movie. He was like, "Oh shit, it's Lion King, a brand new movie." Mm. Like I said, it's.
I seen something that was funny online about this dude talking about Lion King. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about just Disney period. It was like they did a movie about the Indians. They did Aladdin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They did Pocahontas. Yep. They did Moana. You know, you get to join about Africa, and you make
fucking
animals.
Animals. It's animals.
Like, well, the story itself is an African tale, but it's from like Prince and. Something like the royal family.
They use animals instead of people. That's crazy. What I'm saying? That's just wild. That's wild.
Before I let go.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Feel me? Shout out to
Frankie Beverly. Frankie Beverly, man. Yes.
That's crazy. That song came out in 81, right? Via Google. You know, I had to do my little research. But it just shows how like that music is so timeless. Because I remember like hearing that joint first, probably like early 2000s. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, this is a bop, bro. But yeah, you just seen him.
Yeah, I just went to see him.
Just went.
What?
Like probably a month ago, right?
Two months ago.
Slight. It was fairly recent.
It was.
That's
like
madness, bro.
April, May, some right at time.
And when he was performing, he wasn't like slow. Was like how?
I mean, you could tell but for a while he's been like that. Like my mom was gone. Like people told me, like when I was telling people I was going to see the show, they was like, "You're gonna be doing all the singing." You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
So how old was he?
77.
77.
But I guess he had something going on with his voice or what. I don't know what it was. But I don't know what his actual health issue was. I didn't even look into it and see that what was going on. But you could tell as he was getting older and the shows he was doing, when we went to go see him, people was helping him up the side of the stage. You know what I'm saying? He could stand on his own, but he wasn't really singing. He'll try to sing certain joints, but he couldn't really do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he wasn't doing well, but like, shit. I'm just glad. I got it also a bucket list. That shit on the show, y'all niggas like, "Frankie Beverly Raisins on your bucket list." Hey. Nigga, shit.
I think I said that.
Yeah, it's
my bad. I apologize, bro.
It was one of y'all niggas.
Don't
take it back now just because he passed.
Yeah,
no. Don't take it back now.
Nah, I'm not.
You meant it when you said it.
You meant it.
Yeah.
I mean, I meant it. Stand on that shit. But yeah, you can still stand on your statement.
Stand on it.
Yeah. No bullshit.
Sure.
5'6" on a good day, nigga.
All right, I'm a stand. I'm on it. Just sounds crazy to me. I don't know why.
Is it a good day or is it what kind of day is it? Is it you 5'6" or you?
He got on flats.
Yeah.
Cool. Flats. That's crazy.
He 5'4" today, dog.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Frankie Beverly, though.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
No Dockies.
Yeah, rest in 5'6" and Dockies.
Maybe there'll come a time.
Gentlemen, to the another episode of A-Man Say Man. I'd like to kick off with myself. It's your boy P. What's good, Nick?
What's popping with you, homie?
Can't call it Remy.
From the model in the building.
No doubt. Steph Lover. Steph Muse. It's been a minute, man. Missing the action
about,
last week.
About two episodes.
Two episodes, man. You've been missing.
One was a holiday, though, so it's really only been one episode.
That's a fact. That's a fact. How y'all week been?
Technically, yeah. You right, Steph?
Cooling.
Cooling?
Good you know. Week, man.
Week was a rough week, man.
Oh.
Rough week. You know. Just I don't know. Nigga be having like I got ambition, nigga.
You know got ambition.
Saying? Yeah, so you know.
Wale? Okay.
Sometimes I my mind is like I would like to be spending my time working, doing something that I would like to do for myself. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's priorities and shit. You gotta take care of this. But like we said it before one time, man, work be in the way. Work be in the way, bro.
For sure.
But, you know, it is what it is. It's life. You know, sometimes you got to kind of like go back into the corner and, you know, regroup and then just understand, you know, you got to get back to it. This is what pays the bills, nigga. Mm. You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah.
But that's it. Other than that, you know, it's cool. Actually, had to take off Friday, and I'm glad I took off Friday, bro, because this was like really the highlight of the week, really that kind of like fucked everything up for me. I'm here, my wife is here, and I get a call from Chloe, and it's like, it's school hours, nigga, it's like 10-something. She's crying on the phone, hysteric crying. And apparently, these little youngers out here is made a TikTok, and it's like some shit that's on the Ring, that was on the Ring alert or whatever, because if you got the Ring doorbell, you sign up, like it's a neighborhood shit, you get all these alerts. These kids was plotting on shooting up all the schools, all the middle schools in Chloe's area. The only school that wasn't named was her school, but it was still there. Like, these kids had, like, a fucking map out of the field of how flat it is or where they can duck off at and all this shit. So she's hearing about this shit on Friday, and she's calling me crying. Oh, she called Ebony crying and shit. And all she said, shoot up school, nigga. Click, clack. Nigga strapped up and rode up that joint and got her ass out of school and brought her home. But apparently it was a big thing. It was like security around a lot of the schools around that area. All that shit. These little kids out here tripping. And the people at the schools, I'm like, well, they've been suspended and identified. Well, if they suspended, that means they're at home. They got free time. The fuck? Like, so what's going to stop them from doing whatever it is? They
So they had a saying? Map? They had a layout? A blueprint of like the
it was
schools?
Like, yeah, all this shit was like caught on the, I don't know if it was caught on the Ring or I didn't see nothing. I'm just, this is what I've been told by Ebony. You know what I'm saying? And what
crazy.
Was, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a TikTok and shit, and they were talking about it in Chloe's
eighth
school.
Graders.
They was talking about shooting at middle school, so I don't know. I guess so. Yes, they went to I think it was Bevel Middle School on Dale Boulevard.
Is it me? I just be feeling like niggas want to get caught. Like, how do you get knocked plotting to blow to shoot up a school, my nigga? Like, what are you doing?
I think the question is like, what do you do now with these niggas? Like, because I think the most recent school shooting, the dude who did it made threats against the school the previous year.
Yeah, they were aware of it.
Right.
Spoke to his dad.
So how does that happen? Like, is he not monitored after making them threats? You know what I'm saying? You suspended him from school. He probably had to go to therapy. And then what? He's just healed and we're not going to pay no attention to this nigga? None whatsoever?
Right, exactly.
Like, so once these niggas make these threats, like, somebody gotta keep an eye on these motherfuckers.
The question is how long?
Yeah, I feel you. That
yeah,
too.
I mean,
it gets too tricky.
Tough,
it gets too tricky.
It gets tough when no action has occurred, and I don't know the blueprint, and I didn't even know any of the details behind it, but it just clicked in my head and made sense. There was a post on Facebook, maybe on Thursday or Friday. I think it was Thursday. It was somebody showing a gun. And they had like five different schools listed. I had never heard of none of the schools. And they was like, what school are we going
like
to
Fred
or something
Lynn?
Like that?
When it was like Fred. It was probably the same picture. It's probably that same shit.
I don't remember what school it was or anything like that. But like, I hadn't heard none of the schools. And somebody had posted it on Facebook and said, my kids are going to school tomorrow. And then some, like two or three other people commented and said the same thing. So I assume that it had to be somewhere fairly local.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no action. I took it as like somebody playing. Like, obviously, it's not a good joke. It's not a game, you know, but somebody playing. Like, they're not really about to go shoot the school if you're doing this. If you post, like Paul said, if you post it on TikTok and you put the name of the schools you're going to with a picture of the pistol you got, you're not really about to go do nothing.
Yeah, you're not really about that.
Probably not that day.
Not that day, right.
But that thought is in still, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then it might be a different hold of a school.
Yeah.
And I thought the same
thing, too,
because Friday was the 13th. And true. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, some niggas playing the plank. Fucking
I'm pretty
prank.
Sure they
Friday the 13th. Niggas doing some shit to scare everybody and whatever.
Yeah, niggas,
but, you know
niggas want some shit to get
I'm
out of school
take that
or
chance,
something
though.
Like that.
Most of the time, they probably are.
I agree.
Yeah, I ain't taking 99, that chance.
99% of the time, it's probably some bullshit.
Yeah.
But should he be monitored moving forward? Absolutely.
And I don't want my daughter taking that chance neither.
We don't know.
Just in general, that's where it gets tough. Like, they're in eighth grade.
A little bit, yeah.
But I would say, it sounds silly, maybe extreme. I'm not a parent, but I feel like, you know, not CPS, but someone needs to go to the house and, you know, do some digging. Because usually
there's some regular check-ins,
maybe some therapy.
But like you said, it was a recent shooting in Georgia or something like that at school. The father is the one who bought the son the fucking AR-15.
This man's facing like 156 years, bro.
Yeah, the father's going to jail, yeah, too. Like, just because, like, yo, what the fuck? Why would you buy your kid, a little kid, a 14, 15-year-old kid, an AR-15? For Christmas.
I mean, that's not it.
That's not crazy,
that's
though.
It's not common in certain parts of the country.
It really is.
I got
always,
you.
I've
I got you. If it,
problem,
was, if it was a hunting rifle, or niggas was out there in the country hunting, AR-15 is not a fucking hunting rifle, bro.
Says who?
But right, yeah.
Says who? Nigga, you hunt niggas. No. That's what you hunt. You hunt people with an AR-15.
I disagree. Hold on.
You hunt no animals with an AR-15?
Why not?
I'm not disagreeing with you, but at the same time, like, a gun's a gun. That's how I look at it. I don't give a fuck if it's an AR, if it's a 45. As long as you can shoot and kill someone, there's no different, bro. I kind of have an issue with parents catching the blame for a fucking child doing something that, you know, they wasn't taught to do or whatever, and then catching 156 years. Could you imagine, bro? Like, one of your kids goes to school, bugs out.
You don't have kids, bro.
I understand that, but I'm not saying that your child's not a reflection of you, but damn, like, the dad is about to face, you know, a life.
He bought the gun, though.
He bought the gun.
Yeah, but.
And who else, what else thought?
Was that before, way before the kid started wilding out?
How you know he not wilding out based off what his father's saying? Like,
I mean,
some of these households, niggas are training.
So you're saying
it kind of depends on the details, right? I mean, like, we got firearms in our homes, right? If one of my children hack into my safe, you know what I'm saying? That's a different ball game than me giving you an AR-15, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
but
it's yours.
I think it's too easy to speak that vaguely behind it, honestly. Like, it'd be one thing if you gave Cam an AR-15 right now. That'd be insane. I've never seen Cam talk about love guns, want a gun. I've never seen him handle a gun. I've never seen him shoot a gun. None of the above. And you just gave him an AR-15. That'd be crazy.
Let me finish.
Okay. If I'm a kid that came up in that life, and since I was 4 years old, I've been playing.
I've been taking guns apart.
I've been doing this. By the time I'm 13, instead of looking at J's and shit like we used to look at the East Bay magazine, y'all niggas looking at gun catalogs. Like, hey, Dad, I really want one of these for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're a pro with this.
And again, you can't account for next year he decides that fuck everybody at school. He's getting picked on. He done went to the eighth grade now. Shit done changed. I'm going through puberty. Da-da-da. Whatever. Again, that's not an excuse.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that you can't blame the parent for being like, here you go. I'm giving you an AR-15. Now, again, it's one thing if the kid ain't never fucked with no guns and he just gave him off. I want a gun, Daddy. Okay, here's an AR-15. That's not okay.
Yeah.
But we don't know the background behind how he, you know, why he obtained the AR-15. I don't think that's the point. I think the point is my man took the AR-15 and went and killed people with it.
But yeah, I will say from that situation, there's like background info where what Stefan was talking about, there were prior investigation about this child. So it wasn't like, when he bugged out, like, it wasn't unexpected.
He was suspended, if I'm not mistaken.
Something to that effect, but either way, it's just like, it does suck, because it's like, damn, I did know my child might bug out, but I'm about to get like 156 years, bro.
Let me ask y'all, at what age do y'all think children conceptualize life and death?
Probably 4 or 5.
You think so?
No.
Absolutely.
No. I think they know what it is, but they don't really conceptualize it. Like, they know the difference. They can look at a person and be like, that person's dead. But they don't fully understand death and the permanence of it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I think
is that a word?
I think you don't. I think you don't conceptualize it until you see it happen.
I don't even think until it happens to you.
Until you lose somebody or something, yeah. Or
I think you can that's why I was going to ask you to define conceptualize, because I think you can have an understanding that, oh shit, death is, I don't come back no more. I'm gone. I go to heaven. I'm dead.
See that with a fish. You can stomp an ant out at a young kid and realize that the ant is dead.
Yeah, right. but until your uncle or somebody that used to come around all the time, or your grandma or somebody in your family, somebody that used to be around all the time,
right,
ain't never coming back. And it's not because they don't want to, and you can't pick up the phone and call them. I think that's when it truly settles in for anybody, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
What age is that? Then there's no age.
There's no age. Right. I don't think so. Because again, if you've never had lost someone and you're 18 years old, you understand death. Right. You get that it happens and niggas die. Damn, Joe, I ain't going to get no more music from Juice WRLD. R.I.P. Juice WRLD. Yeah. No more music from Frankie Beverly. R.I.P. But until that motherfucker is no longer accessible,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't really, in my
eyes. See, I'm the same way, because like I've lost family members, like a great uncle and other family members that I didn't really have a close relationship to and didn't really affect me. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But when my grandmother passed, it was different. It's like, I can't even call grandma no more. It's a different, that's when, yeah, it kind of like.
Really, it's like, yeah. This shit is. What do you think, Paul?
So, but
Paul's just making facial expressions over there. I'm interested in his.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, conceptualize is, if someone can Google real quick, because I feel like there's a broad, like, definition, because Remington brought up, or what Nick also brought up, is like a relation.
Do we need to call somebody?
You good?
Yo, dude.
Move the mic out your face so that you ain't coughing in the mic, and we can keep rocking. There we go.
I'm good. Because what I'm looking for is the line, like where the blame is solely on the child.
Hold on, let me finish that.
On the parent. Where is that line?
Because like if you see violence as a child early, and you understand like blood. Or like Nick was saying, stomping on an ant or something. Like you're conceptualizing something, right? You're doing something, you're seeing a reaction. You stomping a fly, it's not coming back. So there is an understanding of life and death somewhere, right? I haven't lost that many people, but I don't know. Just like there's no in between for me. Like, I feel like I understood death early, not just witnessing, because I haven't seen nobody die, maybe one person, but also movies, bro. Like, movies just gave me an understanding quickly.
Not at all. Because again, the first movie that I had, when I was a kid, my dad's man used to be an actor. And I saw him in a TV show.
Right.
And this nigga got his head bust and fell down some stairs and doom.
And then you seen him the next day.
I started crying. I'm right. Like, Dad, Bus got fucked up. Like, Bus is hurt. Da, da, da. He called Bus immediately, and Bus explained to him, I'm an actor. It was a fake. Da, 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 da. I'm just like,
that doesn't help you understand death at all.
See, for me, when
Nick's
I was
dying.
Right, when I
like, what's going on
when
with
I, when
right.
I'm like, when I'm like 4 or 5, I see someone's heads get bust open, right? So me seeing that and seeing blood, it's like, okay, these things happen. So, like, I don't see no difference. Like, my conceptualization was there already just based on that one incident. Because I'm seeing that. I'm watching movies. I don't know.
Not for me. I knew the movies was fake, you know what I mean, early on.
So is like, understanding a better word? Like, when do kids understand life and death? Like, killing a bug is not the same thing. We don't look at bugs as equals. You can't feel that shit the same. Right? But killing another person?
Debatable.
It is debatable, I guess.
Yeah, it is debatable. Because you see kids cry when they lose their grandma, like, oh, you know, she's not coming back. When somebody's like, you know what, grandma just went to another place and blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. They can feel it.
And that's what I'm saying. That's when you say grandma, right? That's when somebody is not coming back around, or I think that's when anybody can truly understand life and death. Is when you can, it's someone you can touch. Because, again, it's one thing if you lose a music artist. It's one thing if you lose a celebrity. It's like, shut, man, that. You know, I ain't trying to play nobody's deaf and nothing, but like, shucks, I'm not going to get no more moves from this person. Shucks, I'm not going to hear this music anymore. But it's another if you can't, like, I'm like, wait a minute, I can't pick up the phone and call my stepmom no more? Like, no matter what, like, never, ever, ever again for the rest of my time I'm alive, I will not, that's gone. Like, oh shit, that's no, totally. Real now.
But why do you ask, Steph?
Nah, I'm just looking for that age where a specific act can forfeit your right to privacy. Right? I'm talking about monitoring little kids that make threats. At what age is it okay to monitor a little kid that's made a threat? Like,
it's okay to monitor them at any age, but again, it becomes difficult because who's doing the monitoring, right? Is it the school? Is it the law? And then, granted, I agree, if a 12-year-old makes that kind of threat, when they talking about bringing a gun to school and killing somebody, definitely should be. But we're going to spend how many of the tax dollars to go check on this nigga's crib every day from the age he's 12 to 18
yeah.
now?
Yeah, I don't know how long you do it. I'm just saying.
I think
it's an
obligation.
I work in surveillance, so I'm just saying, when you make particular threats, like the nigga that made the threat a year ago, and then he actually brought it home the following year, like, y'all could have been watching this nigga for 3 to 6 months after he made the threat to see how he was moving.
CCA.
Yeah.
If the proper work would have been done, they would have went to his house, seen it, that dad saying. Had purchased that AR-15. They would have confiscated that. That would have prevented this situation from happening.
So it's okay to do some shit like that?
It's tough, man.
Outside of the law, I know that you got to go through proper channels. Point is, there'd have been some observation. For sure. That would have been a preventative way to make sure this didn't happen. Yeah. But it's fucked up.
School shootings have become too common to not be proactive. You know what I'm saying?
The
motherfuckers is always reacting to shit. School shooting, now we got to do this, ban this, woo this, woo that. But you could have took steps before it happened to give yourself a better chance to prevent it. You know what I'm saying?
No, totally. It's fucked up.
I don't know. I think it'd be...
And there's more to come. That's what's so crazy.
I genuinely think that we should just do like Texas, man.
What's that?
Strap up.
Strap everyone?
Why not? Yeah. What would be wrong with making teachers take a gun class before they become a teacher?
Nothing.
Yeah.
And knowing that in a lockbox, in every classroom, 100%. There's a lockbox. In the corner with, I'm talking about a real safe. Not kids is going to be able to hack into. Yeah. Not no Matt, don't think of nothing like that. But like a real safe with a real gun in that motherfucker. And every kid in the school knows every classroom has one just in case a motherfucker tries something.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be in the classroom necessarily. But there should be somewhere that somebody, an adult in the school that's trained, can go get a means to defend the motherfucker.
Yeah,
school.
But to argue that, I would say that if for sake of discussion, we're in Wakefield, and I know Officer Austin is in there, Officer Ron Files is in there, some.
Arlington doesn't have police officers
anymore. I'm thinking about my time. I come in there with an AR-15, I ain't really. My first goal is to take out that motherfucker, and I'm gonna come then, and then everybody else is underneath. But if I know that maybe not every classroom, but half of the classrooms in there got a pistol, and every teacher know how to use that motherfucker.
Yo, get away from Nick, dog.
Yo, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
It doesn't sound that way.
Yo,
I'm straight, yo.
Everybody's straight until they're not. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, strap up our teachers, man. That's what I said.
Yeah, I feel you.
I hear that.
Somebody in the school.
I hear that. But, hey, man.
Say, man.
Your boy fumbled. Mr. Shannon Sharp. Had that crazy situation on live. Talking about somebody hacked his phone.
Put that dick back in.
That's what he was saying?
That nigga said, he said,
that's crazy.
Yeah, nigga,
that's crazy.
Unk bugged out.
That nigga said, put that dick.
Unk bugged out. I saw Cameron do his little live joint. He was wilding. He was getting busy while driving. Was it a midget he had in that joint?
Who? Shannon?
Cam. He was doing his little parody. He was driving and it was on live.
There's probably nobody in that joint. He just had some power.
But the way he was talking, like, yo, flip it. I'm like, that's gotta be a midget. There's no way you getting busy like that, my nigga. That don't make no sense.
Oh, shit.
That ass.
I know.
But yeah, Shannon wowed out.
Yeah, Shannon,
that's my Michelle.
That was hilarious, though.
That was hilarious, man.
Because my man came out off break and immediately posted, I've been hacked.
Yeah, I've been hacked.
That nigga panicked, dog.
My team's investigating. I mean,
that nigga panicked.
Dude, nah, you dumb nigga.
All right, look, your boy decided that, I was going, hey, I ain't bull jiving y'all now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
It was lit.
You see the roast?
The who?
They did a roast on that nigga.
Who? Oh, Shannon already?
It was a late nightcap, you know, him and Chad.
Yeah.
LaBelle Crawford came up with that joint, Snoop. Who else was on that joint? I can't remember, but LaVell Crawford had me dying off that nigga. That little bullshit. That shit was funny as shit.
Nah.
But yeah. They did a little roast on him on YouTube.
Yeah, that shit was wild, son. They're like, so, all right, I got two questions in relation to that then. First one, do you think it was an accident or no?
Yeah, I think it was an accident.
I do.
You know what? I mean,
there are steps to going on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
You actually got to open the app.
I've never been on next to Instagram.
You
got to
open the app. You got to hit the little plus sign. And then you have to hit live.
Question.
Yeah. You know,
are you sure you're connected to a good like that? Like,
you can't really go live from your pocket or with your phone sitting. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Just throw that to the side. Like, they don't just.
I ain't going to hold you. I might be reaching when I say this. And, well, you know, whatever. But, because you know how, like, dudes be saying, like, he's gay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, niggas probably, do that just to make.
Yeah, like, that's why I said you think it was an accident.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I be, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't think it was an accident?
No, I don't think it was an accident.
What if he wasn't even fucking nothing?
That ain't, yo, I could care less.
Yo, a nigga just in the room saying, put that dick back in.
That's crazy. Yeah, indeed.
Wild as fuck.
And the motherfuckers that made the connection of which Michelle that was based on his, like, Instagram
it's
and his Nichelle. Followers and, huh?
That's Nichelle.
There you go.
Word? Damn.
She probably got some new followers, too.
You already knew.
Oh man!
All right. I got an OnlyFans.
And then, so my other question is: do you think ESPN should do anything? Because as of now, he called ESPN. He told the truth. You know, I wasn't hacked. I actually did this. It was an accident. My bad. And you know, he's not. ESPN isn't doing anything.
It depends on whether or not they believe it was an accident. If it's an accident, what can really be done?
Yeah,
Mike can still fire you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's
already talking about losing sponsorships.
He's got a network that's owned by Disney.
And Stephen A. Smith is on his side. Stephen is backing him, so he's not going to get fired anyway.
No. ESPN already said they're not doing anything.
I mean, yeah, he was never going
to
get fired.
I was just curious as to y'all opinions in the workplace and the fact that he works for ESPN, who was owned by Disney.
Yeah, I don't think.
Do you think that there should have been?
I mean, if it was an accident, no, he shouldn't be fired.
I agree.
But we would never know.
Discipline. We're not fired.
Discipline, no. Shit happens.
I think also if the nigga was actually in the video, it'd be something different.
Like his face? Yeah, I agree.
Right, exactly.
I agree. It was all audio.
It wasn't that bad.
It'd be something different. Yeah, like, it's just audio.
Yeah.
It's just screen. Like, niggas ain't worried about that.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
If your meat is out, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your meat's out.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
With Disney, you're fine.
It's a wrap.
I do, as an employer, strictly thinking from ESPN Disney standpoint, I would have probably sent him home for a week. Yeah. I would have fired him. I would not. That's not a fire. I agree. His face wasn't in it. His penis wasn't in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't exposed. Like, nah, look, we need to go home for a week, bro, because you wilding right here. Go ahead, fix whatever sentence you got on your phone that you made you go Instagram Live all of a sudden, because we still don't believe you.
I don't know how that happens.
We still don't believe you. You had to click through three different things to go live.
And somebody else controls your shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else turned it off for you.
Yeah, so possible, but I don't think he did. That was his phone and his crib.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the one part, I didn't even listen to the whole thing because I didn't feel like sitting there trying to listen to Shannon Sharp dirty talk the whole time. But one thing I could hear in the very beginning, like in the first 15 seconds, somebody calling, like he said, Bamas was lighting up his other phone trying to get this Bamas, yo, son, you on live right now. Yeah. Hang the fuck. But all he could hear the phone vibrating in the background going crazy. Niggas is calling them left and right.
And he talking crazy.
Yeah. Well, that almost makes it seem like it was an accident.
That's a possibility. So, what I'm saying, we don't know. Yeah. I'm just being a dickhead and saying.
I
think it was an accident. It doesn't make sense for it to be on purpose.
Especially when he explained
what's the benefit?
Him losing $120 to $200 million worth of sponsorships.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's losing money. Like, for him to do that, he would lose that.
He lost sponsorships?
He was saying on the late night joint, the nightcap joint he was doing before the roast, he was like, he said he had a prominent guest for Club Shay Shay that just backed out after the situation.
Gotcha.
That was a very prominent figure that would, like, a visible person that he would have had.
Yeah.
They just backed out because of the shit that just happened.
That's fair.
He's like, you know what I'm saying? He said, honestly, his Shay Shay Enterprise or whatever, nightcap and all that stuff, might be a free agent, so he might be looking for somewhere else to go. You know what I'm saying? It's some shit didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
You can go to OnlyFans.
I mean, of course.
Yeah. We shall see. Yeah.
But didn't he pick up some endorsements too because of that?
I mean, he already had the Roman endorsements. That's what he keep pumping that joint. Like, you want to go 36 hours, nigga, put the Roman
up. Put the Roman
up.
Jeez, Louise. 36 hours? 36 that's hours? Insane.
Yeah, I've experienced that, bro. I'm
I'm good too. 36 hours. I never took that blue chew.
But I mean, look, shout out to him though for the bounce back, because he handled it the right way, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, he came on his platform, he made light of the situation, had niggas come on and make fun of it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't waste no fucking time.
Nah. After he lied and said he was happy. Right, that's cool.
Right, after that. That's just the initial panic, though.
That, exactly, which I respect.
Oh, I'm not against
that
at all.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. He handled it very well.
Yeah,
and,
don't hide from the shit.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
Yeah, I think he should be fine. Like I said, I would definitely not fire him if I was employed. But I would have gave him a little slap on the wrist, just because I think that's what any job should do. Anything you should do when you break the rules, but you knew what time it was.
But even that also would I feel like would take his like stature up. You know what I'm saying? Because even if the sponsorships don't fuck with him no more, he's still going to get views.
They're going to come back. Somebody's going to come back.
Because Joe Budden shit don't got no sponsors. You know what I'm saying? But it's just off the name, off the strength of who he is.
Nah, Coach Shay Shay's going to be here for a minute. I mean, he's got the black community backing. You know what I mean?
And it's actually good.
It's actually good. Like, he has
good questions. He has good guests. They communicate well. They sip on there, so he ends up giving them a little, extra information.
Yeah, the Marlon Wayans drum was all right.
It was good.
I haven't finished the whole thing, but I've enjoyed every clip I've seen. Yeah, I've enjoyed the whole episode. I didn't watch the whole episode, but
Shannon provided niggas with some memorable moments, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who would have thought, though?
The Shannon Sharp would be that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I feel like all these podcasts work like that. Who would have thought that Joe Budden would have one of the most successful
runs?
A podcast as a musician or something. Who would have thought a fucking punter was able to turn his YouTube podcast into a fucking ESPN show, Pat McAfee show? Mm-hmm. It's like one of the biggest shows out right now. Like, it's just, like, it was a fucking punter.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
just what social media can do for you right now.
No, absolutely.
That nigga ain't wearing no sleeves and cowboy boots.
But he keep it real. I fuck with him.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Ooh,
let's go.
But hey, man.
Say, man.
Be honest, man. Like, we all grew up listening to like Lil Wayne and whatnot, and we all know he's top five, right?
Top five what?
Rappers.
I mean, I guess the society.
Well, I would say,
yeah, I don't know, but we all know he's top five. But I understand what you're trying to say. Let's not even go into that. Continue. Because we can frame it for it to make sense.
Right. Snoop is number one.
That's
honestly.
All right. Let's not do this. Just keep rocking.
All right. That's
please,
crazy.
Please.
But would y'all want to see him perform at the Super Bowl?
Well, why are you asking that question?
The reason why I'm asking that question, because Kendrick just got picked up to perform at the next Super Bowl, and it's in New Orleans, and everyone is in an uproar because they feel it. Respectfully, they should have had like Cash Money, No Limit perform or whatnot. Right. But I'm like, okay, cool. Me personally, I'm like the worst guy to even talk about it because I like Lil Wayne, but he's not a good performer to me, right? 9 times out of 10, he forgets his lines. He even says that. Like, I don't remember none of that shit. Right? Mm-hmm. So would I want to see him? No. Kendrick with his run this year, and because it's football, obviously the main song he's gonna perform is Not Like Us. Right. I think that's a great move right there. Do I like Kendrick as a performer? No. I don't think he has songs that really hit like that. Lil Wayne is the same. I don't want to hear a Millie. I don't want to hear that. I would much rather see, honestly, No Limit versus Cash Money. I would rather see Master P. Give me Cash Money.
I'm bugging.
I don't want to see even
who from Cash Money do you want to see perform?
I'm talking about this is crazy.
Like, if it was like a long performance, like this between them two.
That's what they're bringing up. Trash. Cash money? I'm gonna tell you like this.
I wouldn't mind seeing Wayne for a song or two.
That should be the way it is.
Yeah, you got a headline. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, but also at the end of the day, it's like, all right, Kendrick, what we doing? What songs we doing? Super Bowl? What like we got? We gonna be all right.
That's it. And Not Like Us and Step Off.
Nah, Kendrick got a couple of songs he can perform.
Don't kill my vibe with my Golden.
Kendrick's got a lot he can perform, I feel like. And his performances have always been good to history. From what I've seen. I've never been to a Kendrick concert.
I agree.
But all of his BET awards, MTV awards, Grammys, blah, blah. Anytime I've seen him perform in any of those award shows, he's put on a performance.
Is it possible he might bring Beyonce out?
Niggas
stepping
in shit. Niggas locked up in the prison joints, the little army joints. Like, he done had some shit. He done had some performance. Live bands. His performance, I feel the same way. Joe Budden said, I think best, speaking of Joe Budden earlier, I don't think Lil Wayne is healthy enough, respectfully.
Heck no,
to
bro.
Do a 20-minute halftime Super Bowl performance and put the energy forth. Mm-hmm. And like Paul said, Lil Wayne doesn't write like Jay-Z. But on top of that, he doesn't remember what he writes because he smokes so much
fucking
weed.
He doesn't remember his own lyrics.
I've watched it. I don't think it's the weed. He says that. Oh, word. I said that for real? Yeah. That's crazy. Like,
I don't think it's the tree. I think it's everything else.
I mean, Shaw was just
doesn't matter.
But again,
either way, he's not healthy enough,
he's bro. Not. And Joe Budden wasn't saying that disrespectfully. Neither am I. Like, Joe Budden even said right after that, he was like, I don't think I'm healthy enough to do a 20-minute rap performance right now. The one that you would need to put on at the Super Bowl. I could do one where you stand there with the mic and just rap and stand in one spot. But that's what niggas don't want to see for the Super Bowl. I think I would love...
You got to jump from one stage to the next stage. It's about to be this joint disappearing. Next thing you know, it was like,
you
got to do
fire.
A whole...
He's
doing fire. He's going to fall.
Something's going to happen.
His dream catch on fire.
It could go bad.
I would love to see... Wayne pull up for a song. I would love to see a masterpiece somehow pull up for us. You know what I'm saying? A No Limit somebody
right.
pull
that
up
would be
for
dope
a song.
Too.
Like pay homage, but I don't agree with the Master P and the Cash Money headlines. Like
that's a versus. That's not a Super Bowl halftime show. That's
talking
a versus.
Super Bowl. That's not gonna work, B. Like that'll work for the Church Electro.
I'm not gonna hold you. It's more like wishful thinking for me. I be thinking just be cool.
Yeah, that's personal.
But you're right. As a performance, it's trash.
Super Bowl. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's trash.
That's not gonna be.
But in addition to the whole conversation or controversy, rather, they were kind of like trying to blame Jay-Z for it.
Well, you know,
I don't know his position per se. I don't know how much control he has.
He's musically. He's in the music department.
Okay,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his call.
I did hear they did ask Drake in 2020 and 21, I believe.
He got all the praise when they got Dre and Snoop. It's like Jay-Z did the right thing and Dre and Snoop in LA and all this stuff. So Jay has something to do. He has some input in that.
I don't think there's anything to blame.
Last year Rihanna did it.
The blame is more so on the NFL. It's been there multiple times and they've never had someone from New Orleans perform.
And the last time it was there was when? It probably would have made more sense to have Lil Wayne then.
That time.
Lil Wayne don't make sense
right now. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And the fact that people think he's somehow entitled to that because he's from there is stupid.
Yeah.
He ain't even that relevant.
There's no diss to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne can put on a show. He has hits that he can do a show with.
Agreed.
But it's like that was
Lil Weezy. This nigga's Dwayne Carter.
Yeah. Right. When they did the Drake versus Lil Wayne concert, they did a whole tour together. Yeah. Drake versus Lil Wayne, I heard the show was amazing. I heard the performance was, that was also 8 years ago, 9-10 years ago. Like, I mean, that was, this is not the time for that, respectfully. Like, now, Will, I want to ask this question, just thinking about it. If they did a show in D.C.
Wale and Backyard.
If the Super Bowl was in D.C. And they had no go-go, no Wale, no nothing, no homage to D.C. in any shape or form, would y'all feel type of way?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
You think you would? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give two fucks.
I think I'm gonna put it this way.
I'm gonna say it this way. I wouldn't be mad if they wasn't including the halftime show. I would be upset if it wasn't included in any of the Super Bowl festivities for that weekend. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's fair.
Or some type of symbolism.
So
of
for
DC,
you, you would just want to represent it some way, shape, or form during the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl emblem, the Super Bowl, something in there that includes the culture of DC.
Right, I'm specifically talking about the halftime
I'm
show.
I'm cool with that.
Right, you're talking performance, right?
Yeah, I'm talking they have...
Performance, I'm not mad.
So I'm just curious, just for shits and giggles, right?
Performance, I'm not mad.
Who would you just... Name someone from DC that you would be okay seeing to perform at Super Bowl.
I don't
care at all.
No, I'm good. Gotcha. We don't need any representation. I'm good. Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. Whoever, it's in a place. Cool. Awesome. That should be good enough. Nigga, I had it in your city. Look what I'm bringing to your city right now.
Mm. So it doesn't matter. So the people in New Orleans are just bugging out to you.
In my opinion. Yeah, they're bugging out a little bit. If they had a relevant artist.
They're not bugging out completely.
No, they're bugging out a lot.
I think they are. Because there's no precedence for this shit. Like, just because you're in a city don't mean you have to have someone from the whole city on the Super Bowl halftime.
I'll put you this way. It goes back to our culture. At the end of the day, I think it's more so the black community. That's like, Jay-Z, you in charge of this shit. Why would you not have Lil Wayne doing this joint? You know what I'm saying?
Because he's not relevant.
I feel you. But they're not looking at the big picture. They're looking at it off the principle. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, it doesn't really fit. Like, it's the Super Bowl.
I'm not upset. I'm not mad.
And I think, culturally, if you want to have someone represent New Orleans, Wayne is cool. If you want to have him represent, that's fine. But get a nigga to play the blues, be a part of, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do it in D.C.
Get Harry Connick Jr. or something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, throw some love to the music of D.C. It's our fucking music. You know what I'm saying? Right, so if you want to have something represent, then that should be it. Not Wale.
Yeah, not have Wayne. Have Big G.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
The blues is like New Orleans music. Yeah, so show some love to that.
Or even like how they did the L.A. joint, how they had the whole commercial before that with Ice Cube, everybody from L.A., Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa Bryant.
Yeah, showing some love before.
Do that shit like with D.C. You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope too. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, I'm cool with that. They don't have the halftime performer.
Yeah, whoever's hot should perform.
Yeah, period.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's, you know, whoever's
jumping. But still keep it hip hop to me.
Where was the last Super Bowl at?
Keep it hip hop. The last Super Bowl was,
I don't even fucking know.
I think it was Arizona last year. I think.
No clue.
I think it was Arizona.
Could have been, was it Arizona or was it Vegas? Isn't it going to be in Vegas? I don't know.
I know it was Miami 1 year, LA.
So if they have it in New York, we would be my Nas and Fat Joe or something.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to have it in New York because New York don't got no dome. You got to have it where it's a. Either closed in.
Yeah, most of the time. That's why DC never got one. Dan Snyder was trying to get Super Bowl here for years, but he couldn't get one because they got that shitty ass stadium.
It's in February. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you don't know what the weather going to be like. Yeah, he's not trying to play the Super Bowl in the snow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not trying to see Lil Wayne at the halftime show.
Nah. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with Kendrick. I don't mind it.
Hey, yo, Malik Nabers is fucking us up. Yeah. We all good. I'm trying to win some bets. I won some money last week, man.
You did win what? 360?
You keep slicing it, but it was like 342.
Same.
346.
Same. Yeah, you ain't send me that Cash App either. I don't know.
That nigga Steph replied with his Cash App. That was wild.
As he should. Shit else.
I just replied with his Cash App. I just wanted some gas, nigga.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. That shit was we had some homework.
Yeah, we did.
Hold on. I wanted to ask y'all a question though.
What's that?
Rewind.
I was watching videos of the VMAs, right? And I'm looking at all the female rap artists do their things, Glorilla, Megan, and I'm thinking about Lotto, and you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of popping female artists right now. So what I wanted to ask, Nick especially, is this the best era for female rap?
Yeah, but not MCs. Yeah, it's a difference, bro. The rap, it's the best era for females, period. You know what I'm saying? If you look all the way around the board, it's the female time. You know what I'm saying? The females, you know, they in charge, they running shit. So, I mean, it's only right for them to be, you know, running hip hop for real. Yeah, it's a lot of good ones. I mean, I'm not upset with them. I love the Rhapsodies. I love the Lottos. I like, you know, Glow. Who else out here spitting?
Sexy.
Sexy Red. You got JT. You got
I'm good. So, I mean, you still throw Cardi in there, I guess.
Yeah. Cardi is definitely in there.
Doja count?
Doja, I don't know. Nah, Doja like Drake.
What about Nicki Minaj?
I've never been a fan of Nicki.
I think Nick relevant to her crowd, which I guess that makes her relevant.
To the Barbies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicki a beast.
But that's the same in the same category Lil Wayne's in, right?
What you mean?
Relevancy.
Nah, Nicki's had more recent radio success than Lil Wayne has. Easy.
True that.
like within 2024, maybe 2023. Yeah, 2024. Everybody jam with Lil Uzi. Still killing. I'm still in commercials.
Yeah, straight commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, man. I think I think the caliber and of female MC is not the same. You know, when you think about our era, you think about the Queen Latifahs. You know what I'm saying? You think about Eve. Eve is really underrated to me. I don't know why a lot of people don't have Eve. Eve was fire, bro.
Yeah, but Eve pen game ain't Lotto's pen game.
I feel the complete opposite.
What's the difference?
Lotto's better.
As far as what? Like no,
lyrics. Lyrically.
No, making a song.
I don't think so.
But also we also have to include
but I never seen Lotto stand toe to toe with niggas like the Lox.
Eve is in the circle with
she was just in the circle.
She was standing. Eve.
Yeah, but Lotto can rap.
Yeah, Lotto is from
that's why I named Lotto in my shit. I named females that can actually rap. Yeah. There's my shit. Glow, Lotto,
But also these rappers are female rappers rather, are hyposexualized. So we have to include that as far as like longevity. Like Sexy Red, again, I don't check for her, but
now that one doesn't count. She's different.
Kim wasn't hypersexual.
Yeah, but that was you're talking what? Foxy, Kim, and who else at that time? Eve, three people. We can name what now, six.
Eve wasn't really hypersexual like that.
Okay, so there's two.
Charlie Baltimore.
Cool. Okay, cool. We can put Charlie there, but ain't too many. I mean, then versus now is night and day, bro.
Charlie Baltimore can't.
And I think that's when the longevity kicks in.
But everything is about sex now. It's in every song.
Yeah, but
it's been in every song.
It's always not the new. Only women that are hypersexualized are the ones that talk about the sex. Those.
What you mean?
Like. Rhapsody's not hypersexualized.
That's why but she's not in the conversation.
But she's the out of the best out of rapping she female. She's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's also the least popular, and she's also like she's making the least amount of money.
She's also the one that is tight with Jay-Z and signed to Roc Nation and
still making the least amount of money.
Exactly.
Even still, like that's cool and all that, but she's still money at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, I mean, broke.
Now she ain't broke. But she's not popularized.
Yeah,
she's definitely not broke. Yeah,
she's auntie.
Talking about on the compared to
she's auntie in the group, bro. Respectfully, and she's dope.
Yeah, she's dope. Rhapsody is dope, but she's dope. Not. She's
dope.
What? Name one song she had on the radio.
No, I feel you.
I guess that's like yeah.
She don't have no big hits. No.
Mm. Yeah, that's that doesn't help.
Yeah. Well, but to answer your question, though, yeah, this is the best.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. By far.
I think so.
By far.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely, man.
Duh.
Yeah, no doubt.
Definitely. Mud Boy.
Yeah, Mud Boy.
Let's get into it.
Hey, so man.
Say man.
This nigga just started spitting hot fire.
Yeah.
Muddy Mud Waters.
Well, I was just, you know, that was in my mind.
No, it wasn't. That was the Hadouken.
Not even.
Before I let you.
You selected it, Paul, so get into it.
Shaq West, Mud Boy.
Is it Sheck West, bro?
Sheck West. Sheck West?
Shaq?
Sheck West, excuse me. Mud Boy, 2018. Mm-hmm. What do I say? Listening to it now is crazy because I hear a lot of like Key and like OG Mako. I don't know if y'all remember them from back in the day, like 2014 era. But like this album, first and foremost, when I first heard it back in 2018, I thought it was dope. The fact that he was signed to Kanye and I think Travis too.
Yeah, signed. He was the joint.
Yeah, the joint. Yeah. Right. It was exciting. And I discovered Sheck West on YouTube first, and then when I went to like IG, I seen like Yes Jews posting him and whatnot. Mm. So I was like, okay, you know, he's got something going on, whatever. But I thought he was a dope artist. The album was cool. It's great. It ain't amazing. I think sonically, a lot of the songs kind of sound like each other. But I really appreciate, I don't know, his just energy, man. Like, he's got some dope tracks. Like, let me see some of my favorites. What we got going on? Gmail, Never Lost. Like, all my songs go in order. Like, Double, Kyrie, Mo Bamba, Jiggy on the Shits. Again, sonically, they all kind of sound the same, but just different, just a different emotion every track, whatever. But, yeah. Okay. What else we got going on? Production-wise, again, for that at that time, I thought it was fresh. I thought the album was dope. Now, still the same feeling. What else we got? That's probably about it, man. I also, the NBA references, like him, Kyrie, and Mo Bamba and whatnot, like, you know, him playing, you know, being an athlete and playing basketball. Like, I see as a whole, like, it was fresh. That's probably about it, bro.
Yeah.
I give it, if I had to rate the album, though, I'd probably give it like an 8. I ain't gonna hold you.
Then or now?
I'd probably give it like an 8 now.
Mm. All right. I ain't really rock with this joint.
I didn't expect you to.
I tried. The intro was crazy. I really liked the intro. And the obvious joint that really that I knew him for was Mo Bamba. That was pretty much it, really. I didn't really like this joint.
What you mean, like the production?
like you said, everything sounded the same. I didn't like the rap, the flow, the pattern. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just the way, I just didn't really rock with, even though it had a Travis sound. I fuck with Travis, but Travis raps better than this nigga.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's like I couldn't get into the lyrics and just everything sounded the same. And then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I wasn't really rocking with this joint.
Yeah, this is my shit.
The intro had me psyched though. I ain't gonna hold you. The intro had me like, oh yeah, we about to rock. And then it was like, yeah. By the third song, I was like, man, this shit.
You gotta be in the right mood though. Like, it's an energetic, you know, upbeat, you know, album. You know, a lot of hooting, hollering.
It sounded dated too to me.
I don't know. That's why I give it an 8. Like, I think it's still fresh. Like, if he came out right now, I feel like the album would do amazing. Honestly, bro, I feel like the album would do amazing.
For me, I got the album downloaded and saved. Like, it's one of the ones that for the Apple Music and Spotify uses. Like, you can, what's it, offline listening. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no service, no nothing. Like, this is the album. When I go on vacation, I know I'm about to get on a plane. This is one of the albums I save. Like, this is a classic for me. I love the whole album. I don't think the whole album. So I understand where that would come from because there are a lot of songs that kind of blend together. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, if you listen to the album and like the shit he does on there, it's very, very different from a lot of songs. Like, yeah, there's a lot of yelling and, you know, bitch and, you know, Sheck West and all. I don't know how to describe it, but like, it's a lot of the same shit, but it's a lot of different shit too. Mm. Like for me, Never Lost is fucking amazing. Never Lost, he's damn near singing on the whole song. Mm. There's none of that extra shit that y'all are talking about.
Does he sing in his own language too? Is that the same song?
No, let me get there.
He from New York?
No, he's from Senegal.
I mean, but he lived in New York.
Yes, but like, no, but like he's from Senegal. Okay, Senegal. Like his parents sent him here.
I was looking at some of the videos and just trying to get an image of who he looked like because I've heard these songs, but I never had his album.
Yeah.
This is the first time I listened. I was like, what does this nigga look like?
Nah, yeah. So he got sent here from Senegal and Jiggy on the shit. That's another one of my jumps. He raps a whole verse in, I don't know the proper language, in his language, from Senegal.
Wallace.
And on the ad-libs, which is crazy.
Senegalian.
What is it? You was lying, right?
No, but no, Wallace is a language.
Is that his language?
I mean, he's obviously speaking that, French. That's real. Wallace is a language.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, he was speaking French.
Yeah, but with the ad-libs, he fucking translates. If you go back and listen to that song, every time he does like literally like a whole verse in his language and in the ad libs and every joint, he's saying, I'ma see my grandma, I'ma go back home. Like, yeah. But the first part is in his language. Tongue, right. Shit's crazy, bro. The album's fire. Chippy Chippy, Never Lost, ESPN, Kyrie, Jiggy on the shit.
What would you rate it?
I mean, for me, it's probably an 8.5. I mean, again, the scale is a weird scale. The scale's always been a weird thing for me because, like, it's very difficult to give me something 10 out of 10. That means it's perfect. What's perfect, really, when it's all said and done?
Would it be a hit now if you drop?
Yes. But, like, again, that's why I started with it's one of those albums I save for offline listening. Like, I'm about to get on a plane. I'm going to throw that on my listening joint, too, because I can always listen to this.
To answer your question, B is a 10 out of 10.
Not, it's close. Again, it's not.
Is it what?
B. 10 out
of Common 10. Joint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steph, what you think it out?
Well, first, Paul, you were right about the languages, man. I'm surprised. I thought you were lying.
No, I'm not.
Well done.
Thank you.
I mean, I think I liked it. I mean, it wasn't nothing special to me. I don't think nothing really stood out. I agree that a lot of the shit sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really lock into that jump.
Yeah, that was me too.
It's a
but
mood,
that don't mean
man.
That I dislike the jump. I like it. I like the vibe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I probably get that jump like a 6.5.
Right.
Something around there. 6.5,
7. I'm with you, Steph, 6.5. Or 7. Yeah, I'm not going shit on it because it's all good craft at the end of the day.
I mean, you can still shit on it, though. If you don't like it, you don't like it, Nick. It's okay.
I don't know what he's doing these days, though. Like,
not a damn thing.
He ain't doing nothing.
He's considered a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Mo Bamba, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, Mo Bamba killed it.
You hear that shit on every football, every stadium and all that shit, basketball game.
Yeah,
he's getting some type of residual from that, sure.
He put his name in the 2020 NBA draft.
Yeah.
He actually could hoop. He played overseas for a few games, but, like, I don't think he's doing a damn thing right now.
That nigga put his name, his own name. I want him. Like we put the questions in the bowl.
You should put your name in the NFL draft next year.
Nah.
Or that XFL.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm good, man.
That's crazy.
I went to go see a little league football game yesterday, and I was like, yeah, nah.
All right. So we need some more homework. Steph, you want
to? You want me to pick?
I feel like you up.
You did.
Want me to do the honors?
Yeah,
you
did Vultures too, right?
Rem, you did Vultures too.
Yeah,
I did Mobamba.
Hold on, you did Superfly.
I did Superfly.
I mean, my boy.
You did Shaq West. So it should be on this guy, considering he's here today.
I got y'all. I'm gonna do Rem a solid.
He gonna do nothing.
Me a solid.
I'm gonna do Rem a solid. I'm gonna go with the Jaden Smith jump.
This is interesting. All right.
Jaden Smith.
Get these joints up off the
Which
list,
one?
Man.
Oh, man. Jaden Sire. The first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jaden Sire.
That nigga Nick said, get these joints up off the list. He wanted me to pick De La Soul.
No, I didn't. No, I definitely didn't.
That's all right. There's no problem. I'll be adding some more here soon. So
yeah, we got to refresh it anyway.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we don't got to refresh. We just got to keep adding.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the list. This is running. You know what I mean? You just have options. Like, we still got G Unit Beg for Mercy on here. You think I want to hear that?
Nah.
You think I have any interest in a G Unit album?
No,
I don't think so.
What?
You know what I'm saying? But
my buddy,
you know, I do want to listen to Freddie Gibbs. Mm. I'm sure Nick wants to listen to Supreme Clientele.
I want to listen to Freddie Gibbs too.
I know you. Yeah. I was just trying to pick.
Be honest, I don't want to listen to none of that shit.
Well, then you need to add something to the list because guess what? You have the ability to do stuff. You have the ability to add.
Steph about to add R&B.
You can do what you want, man.
Steph about to add all R&B and shit.
Whatever. Come on, man. Sky's the limit, man.
You had Jadenna on there. You had, what else you got?
That was it. It was Jadenna.
Ideally, we don't have Steph add something to the list, and we have our beautiful listeners send us some suggestions.
Absolutely. And, tap in.
You know.
Y'all did a lot of commenting on the brawler and the weenie breenie and shit.
Yeah, because motherfuckers ran away care.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, can we get some you know, feedback on albums to listen to and shit? Damn.
And then someone...
Well, don't goddamn
who
them.
Who commented?
Right? Don't goddamn them, all right, Nick? Don't make them feel bad about it, Nick. We want this, all right? This nigga tried to make them feel... Goddamn, Nick. Y'all ain't gonna show love to the weedy beady, but y'all ain't gonna show us no love.
Right. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Right.
You want niggas all in your video.
New York ain't got no love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
The South got something to say.
Oh, man. Those two situations right there, shaped my life, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shape my life. Nigga, Snoop goes off.
Nigga, the Source Awards, nigga, period.
Gangsterism, like, on that stage, man, that was...
Hold on.
Night and day from where he is
bro,
right now.
That joint, and the way he had, what did he have in his hand? Was it like a...
It was a cane.
It was a cane.
Cane. Yeah. What? Y'all ain't got no love. I don't know where we at. I know where we at.
And that just goes back to...
East Coast is a motherfucking house.
Yeah, oh, man.
Snoop is the number one rap artist in the world.
He's the number one rap artist, recognizable.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rap superstar. He's the biggest rap superstar we have.
He's that's cool.
Yeah, cross boundaries and cross borders. Yes,
cool.
I agree.
That's cool. But hey, man.
Say, man.
So, you know, usually, you know, we reach in the bowl, grab a question. You know what I'm saying? But I put a question out there. I'm just going to get right to it.
Get right to it, nigga.
I bet. Would you rather have...
I was talking about and Bully, the stage play, November 2nd.
No doubt. I love you for that plug. You heard? But listen, would you rather have peace or happiness?
Peace.
Why?
Peace brings happiness.
Facts.
Okay. No doubt. No doubt.
That kind of summed it up.
Yeah.
For me. I can't really say anything other than that.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the difference?
Does it
by definition?
By definition,
does
no.
Does peace bring happiness?
If I'm in peace, I feel like, yeah.
I'm happy, yeah.
I disagree wholeheartedly. That's crazy.
So, all right, let's look at the definition for peace, right? Mm-hmm. It says freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Let's go to happiness.
That was a terrible idea, Paul.
Yeah.
Why?
You're supposed to have both of the definitions readily available.
I did, but
you
whatever. Didn't.
You had to re-Google happiness.
It's a lack of preparation.
Yeah, wait for it to load.
Lack of preparation, man.
All right, man. Happiness can be defined as an enduring state of mind consisting not only of feelings of joy, contentment, or other positive emotions, but also of a sense that one's life is meaningful and valued. So.
Kind of sounds like peace.
No.
Definitely
no.
Sounds like peace to me.
Doesn't to me. Because one is a group versus the other is more individual. So happiness is an individual thing for me. So when he said peace, off break, absolutely, because... If the definition said free from disturbance, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's speaking about war.
No.
Why not?
Peace of mind. Peace of mind. My mind is away from disturbance.
You didn't say the word. Yeah, you're talking about war. That's the world at peace.
Yeah.
You said.
Right.
For you.
For me. Peace.
I said,
peace.
Yeah.
So my peace.
And he said peace.
You'd rather have peace or happiness.
I would much rather have peace because I know that that includes everything around me. Free from disturbance. That's just for me versus a happiness.
I just might be a selfish motherfucker because I'm not worried about what else around me when I'm thinking about peace and happiness. I'm talking about, am I happy or am
Johnny
I at peace?
All still
yeah, but you
peace
also,
anyway.
You got kids though. So you don't think your peace also
y'all
includes
arguing
them?
About picking the same answer.
But
no,
at,
not
at,
really.
At the end of the day, when you
peace
are,
or happiness.
When like you ever heard the saying, when you can't make nobody happy unless you happy? It's the same thing. So if I'm at peace and I'm happy, my whole being, my whole everything around me, my whole circle is happy. And
I don't
peace.
Know. I look at peace as more of like an ecosystem versus this peace for myself. I mean, happiness for myself.
Again, y'all are all three of y'all are still picking peace,
mm-hmm.
right? You pick peace.
I pick peace.
You pick peace.
Sure.
What is y'all talking about? Y'all pick the same answer.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying here. Y'all going back and forth about what peace is. Y'all both still picking peace.
Yeah, but I don't, just
you're still putting
to,
the same check mark on a piece of paper and you're turning it in.
Mm-hmm. It's just different definitions of what peace is.
Yeah, Paul's just giving us his definition of peace.
I don't know.
Yeah. I get it. I'm picking happiness because peace does not bring happiness. Peace brings peace.
Depends. I mean, the answer is different for everybody, obviously. Yeah. Peace doesn't bring happiness for you. For me, it does.
Mm-hmm.
That brings happiness?
Yeah.
Peace in itself brings happiness.
Because if I have peace in my situation, peace in my household, peace in my life, I'm happy.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you why it brings happiness, Rem. Because if that's one of the things that you check off that makes you happy, then having peace is going to bring happiness. Peace in itself, I understand what you're saying. Peace in itself is not going to bring you happiness. But if peace is on the checklist of me, but I need to be happy... I'm checking off peace.
It's like, can you be happy in your own house and still not have peace? Can you be happy in your crib so you're happy, but it's not peace in your house?
I don't know. I guess
you could probably be happy in moments, but can your overall state be one of happiness if you don't have peace in your household? No.
No.
Why can't it? You can't be happy. You can't have a happy state of mind. With madness going on.
Well, you said
like again, y'all live in households with kids, right?
Right. Right.
So when the kids is going crazy and they all upstairs playing,
okay.
You can't be happy downstairs doing your 1-2 with all that noise going on in the background. Yeah, you ain't got peace in your home, right?
But I feel like there are different kinds of peace.
Yeah, that's a different kind of peace. Yeah, that's
I'm not talking
peace,
about
bro.
Noise.
That's different type of peace.
That's peace and quiet.
Right. That's not what I'm talking about. I didn't feel like that's what the question was talking about either. I felt like it was more of a state of mind. Like, if my state of mind is peaceful and I'm peaceful in my situation,
my energy,
then I can be happy.
My vibe, everything is at peace.
I feel like that's too broad and too easy.
Well, you said in the beginning, right? You much rather be happy than peace because with peace, you doesn't mean you're happy. Didn't you say that, if I'm mistaken?
Yes, I'm saying that you're not that I would rather be happy. Because peace doesn't necessarily guarantee happiness.
Gotcha.
I could be at peace. Everything could be chill. And my money's right. Ain't nothing crazy going on in my life. But now I'm bored. So I'm not happy. I'm good. I'm good. I'm at peace. Right. But I'm bored now.
But I feel like...
Because everything's chill. Everything's cool. Everything's calm. Everything's good. Life is good. My house is good. Paid for. Bank account. Righteous. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm. But you're not happy?
I'm at peace. But I'm bored now. So maybe I'm not happy. Whereas I can be happy. Maybe I'm broke. Maybe my pockets is fucked up. But right now I'm in Roatan and I'm happy than a motherfucker. I'm having great fucking time. That's happiness. I'd rather be happy... Then have peace.
You're having a great time in Roatan because you're at peace.
Yeah,
in
Roatan. That's what's happening, bro.
If you're happy,
Hold on, wait.
If you're happy, then there's some semblance of peace in your life, right?
No. What do you mean? If we go to the bar, I'm at the beach, I'm in Roatan, I'm partying, I'm having a good time, right? And then the waiter come up and say, hey, yeah, so drinks, right? Shit, I ain't got no fucking bread. I ain't got peace. Right?
That's not peace though, bro.
That's not peace.
That's not peace.
That's not a piece of the check. That's P-I-E-C-E.
Again, I started with if everything in my life was calm, right?
Right.
If my house was good, my money was good, everything was good, and then I said I was bored, then it was like then y'all were confused. So I tried to go to the opposite. So if I'm broke and I'm fucked up and da-da-da-da-da, but I'm happy. Because I'm doing things I love and I'm da-da-da-da-da, whatever the case is. I use the vacation as an example. But I'm happy because I'm doing things I love. But when I go home, it's not peace. My house is a fucking mess. My shit is fucked up. My money's fucked up. I owe people. Life is not peaceful.
Right.
But I'm happy because of when I leave this, you know, when I go here, I'm doing X, Y, Z. I'm happy. That's why I think I'm not at peace.
Okay.
When I go hang out with my friends, I'm not at peace because my pockets are still fucked up. I'm not at peace mentally, but I'm happy in the moment. I'm happy right now.
Which is why peace brings that happiness.
But I think that's where the question is getting fucked up, though.
Pardon?
But I think that's where the question is getting fucked up because happiness is moments. It's fleeting. It's not like an overall thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you're happy in moments, you're unhappy in other moments.
Absolutely. Peace is just like an overall.
I disagree.
Like mood, like I'm good.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, right again. That's what I started with. That I'm good. Everything's love. I got my money's everything.
Right, but you're
I'm
bored.
At peace.
Right,
but you're
now
bored.
I'm bored. So am I really happy? I'm at peace, but am I happy?
And that's why I said for me.
I mean, if it gives you the option to do what you want, in the midst of your being peace, so you have money, but you're bored, you can go do something.
You could.
That's right.
That's part of. I think that's the luxury that peace brings.
For me, that's why I said
that's the gift that peace brings.
For me, it's on my checklist.
But is that happiness?
For me to be happy, I need to have peace.
I do too.
So if I have peace, I'm happy.
That's just for me. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. It's on my checklist. I need to have peace to be happy.
Peace. I can be happy without peace easily.
Peace, paper, and pussy. Check. Happy man.
Peace, paper, pussy.
All right, time to check the pot.
Throw pot in there.
Oh, throw pot in there?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Throw pot. Yo.
Just to add a P to it, you know what I'm saying?
The four P's.
You know what I'm saying? P, Piru shit, you know what I'm saying?
Don't affiliate.
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't affiliate.
Nothing about what you're talking about, man.
Grab a question, Nick.
All I know right now is Jaden Daniels is fucking eating these motherfucking Giants up.
I can dig it. Before we close out.
He is killing these niggas right now on his drive.
We need to score a touchdown, though. We need some points. So,
I don't know why I care about y'all, man. Can you read the fucking question?
Y'all eating right now, though. Remember, y'all winning. So
I know that's quiet.
What would you rather have? Damn, nigga, just peace and happiness.
Yeah, I said
that means that we gonna win a motherfucking bet today.
This nigga.
That's a fact.
That means we gonna win a bet.
I'm with that. Grab a question.
Hey, don't do that to me, bro.
This nigga put a question. This nigga just put a question in the bowl and then ask the question. Before it.
This nigga. Only Paul. Didn't mix it up, just dropped it right on the top.
But hey, I picked the same question. That's good luck right there. That's some luck right there.
I said instead of going to the bowl, I'm just gonna get right to it.
Don't make that face, dog.
That doesn't make sense, Paul.
Yo, go ahead, proceed.
What's stopping you from pursuing your most recent goal?
Ooh, man.
I spoke about this
earlier. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Nothing. I feel like I've been pursuing my goals pretty consistently lately, yeah.
I spoke about this in the beginning of the episode. Fucking work, man. really work. Like, you know, you don't understand. Like, I'm a creative mind, bro. Like, my mind is constantly going all day about things that I can do musically. I'm hearing shit and I'm just like, yo, I can't wait to get home. My work day is so fucking crazy that I don't get home sometimes until 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Gotcha.
I can't come down here and put my ideas down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I get caught in the ideas at work, and then, you know, it's like, damn, nigga, focus on work, get this shit knocked out so you can get home and do what you gotta do, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot. Like, ideas come to me and shit like that at work, and it's like, yo, if I was not at work today right now, these ideas, I can get these shits right out right now. You know what I'm saying? And start working and shit and doing what I gotta do, moving these beats to this person and you know what I'm saying? Contacting, networking. If it's an album cover I gotta work on, if it's something else I gotta think about sequencing, or, you know what I'm saying? I can do it. Not at work, nigga. And yeah, so that's the only thing really stopping me from pursuing my most recent goals. It's just having a job.
Having a job.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But you know, at the end of the day, though, I'm gonna keep it a buck. You know? I know the words you use go into the universe and it can actually affect, you know what I'm saying? Them shits mean shit. So I reiterate to God every day. I'm appreciative and thankful and blessed to be in the position I am to be able to take care and mm-hmm. have this house and all the shit I got going on. But it's like, please just put me in the better, show me where I'm supposed to be at. Like, put me where I'm supposed to be at, like, for real.
But gotcha.
I'm appreciative, though. Thankful.
I think I can pretty much, I think you just summed up how I feel for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Am I where I would like to be right now? No. Am I grateful? Absolutely. But, you know, there's much more to life than this right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's that. What's holding me back? I would say, yeah, maybe my job situation, per se.
I ain't got no goals.
Yeah.
Vermin's living the dream.
Living the dream.
Nah, my goal is to live. Nigga, I'm alive. I'm doing it. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel you.
So you don't want to run for president?
Not really.
Gotcha.
No, I have no interest.
Mm-mm. I'll vote for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. I don't know why, but I appreciate it.
I'll vote for you too, Pedro.
You guys, bad ideas. Bad ideas.
Not really. I'm going to be at the White House with you. Yeah, what you talking about?
Right.
We're going to run the fucking muck in that job.
We're playing threes.
These niggas think they know me or something.
In the White House.
Yeah, the White House playing threes.
They know me. It's going to be the opposite. Prisoner number 944.
You gonna lock me up?
SM 4. Send him to the Ving, man. I don't know these people.
I would free all the homies, though.
Things ain't the same for gangsters.
Yeah.
He said, who's knocking on the front door of the White House? Yeah, no, no. Yeah, some of these trespassing?
I'm freeing all the homies. Absolutely, man.
You're freeing nobody. Huh?
So what we got? We got next week homework is Jaden.
How you say it?
There's the name of the album?
Sire.
Sire?
Sire.
Sire.
Sire. Sire. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what's goody.
Can't wait. Oh, I guess I was thinking, before we pick the homework, are we having our special guest next week?
No. Week after. Right now, I think. Okay. Tentatively.
Because I would like to pick an a piece of music from one of the, you know.
Artists?
One of the guests.
No doubt.
For the homework. Leading up to that joint.
I bet.
I got his catalog.
Okay. So hopefully by next week we can confirm that.
Yeah.
You know, let the audience know what we got cracking.
Yeah.
We'll
let them know by the homework we choose.
Shout Marvelous too, man. She just did her new play.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. I hope everything went well up that joint.
Absolutely.
Too.
Is it a new play?
We got a new play.
Nah, it's the one that Pete was in.
Tells of a Mother.
You know, he was in there like giving out STDs and shit.
Yeah, yeah, they replaced you?
Yeah, I guess. No, they took that character out.
Okay.
Yeah. I was actually playing Paul.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and spoil it. Our guest that we're hoping is going to be here is actually Young Buck. So, can't wait.
That's what's up, man. But listen, it's been another wonderful episode of A-Man Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
Rem the Model.
Staff Mew.
My boy. And we out.
What?